Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, man?
You a podcast fan?
I am.
Yeah, you going to the LA Podfest?
I'm going, man. I can't wait.
Did you hear about Sideshow Network's special event?
I'm not so sure. Tell me more.
Well, it's Thursday night, September 17th at the world-famous Hollywood Improv.
Okay.
And there's going to be live podcasts from Before You Were Funny on the Feral Audio Network, plus a special performance of Improv for Humans with UCB's Matt Besser.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Also, one of Sideshow's own shows, Why Didn't They Laugh with Owen Benjamin, is also performing.
Oh, man, he's so funny.
And sex nerd Sandra from The Nerdist.
What?
Tickets are only $10, so there's no excuse not to be there.
I'm there, man.
And are you going to the LA Podfest already?
I am going. I'm going.
And you have a weekend pass?
The whole weekend, of course.
Then you can get in for free.
What?
Go to hollywood.improv.com to get your tickets and reserve your spot.
I'm going now.
That's hollywood.improv.com.
I'll see you there, man. September 17th.
Woo!
Welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, life coach, mother of two, and author of MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous. Whether you're married with children, single, divorced, or somehow all of the above, I am talking to you about life, relationships, and sex.
With people you're not married to.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Todd Anderson.
Hello.
Yay! Hey. Yes, it's Infidelity Month.
Oh, my God. All we're talking about
We are in September. Yeah. I was excited about football, but apparently infidelity is the topic.
Is September National Fucking Around on Your Spouse Month?
Apparently. It is here at Sideshow. So we started talking about this a couple weeks ago because of the whole Ashley Madison
mess.
Yeah,
we talked about Ashley Madison and then
people are being
ladies
outed
cheat.
All over the place. Yep. And then, you know, we know that of the 33 million profiles or whatever, that the majority of them were men,
mm-hmm.
right? And apparently they're over 40 million strong now. Like, people are still joining.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sweeping the nation. As if it didn't exist before. So, so that is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about why you're all a bunch of... No, I'm kidding.
Dirtbags? Why are men asshole dirtbags?
No, this is... You all know that's not how I feel about
no,
men.
Soph
no, I
not.
Love men.
She
I
does.
Love them.
Yeah.
I want to love all of them. No, again, the bottles of wine keep showing up at my house.
It's so weird.
But here's the thing. It is everybody's first, you know, reaction to go like, men are all fucked up. They're all dogs. Then you can't. Da, da, da,
they're
da,
all
you know,
dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
well,
the thing.
Yeah. So.
And they're going to cheat.
Well, that is the right. Yes. That is the presumption.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you were talking about a friend of yours who sort of posted and said, hey, we don't really know what's going on in
right.
these relationships. We really don't know. And for people that are in sexless marriages, which, you know, happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, there is this question about our sexual needs and how we're supposed to get those met. And can we ask for that? And it's really challenging because we come into marriage with two entirely different sexual histories.
Yeah.
Right. And that's whether you've had sex or not. You have a sexual history. You have ideas. You have paradigms. You have beliefs
mm-hmm.
around sex.
Sure.
And, you know, what is okay and good and what makes you a perv.
Right.
Right. So, and I don't really believe in calling people pervs. I'm just saying that that's how we grow up, you know, like this is,
yeah.
this makes you like freaky and wrong and, you know, and this is okay. You
mm-hmm.
know, and for some people that's sort of like sex within marriage in one position
is okay.
Is okay.
Everything else is weird.
I'm just telling you what you do in your own bedroom's your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
I agree.
So, so let's talk about some of the main reasons that men cheat.
Why? Why do they cheat?
Why?
Because they have dicks.
What?
Number one.
Okay. Well, okay. But again, that would be really saying that it's impossible for any man to be monogamous. And I don't know if that's
I don't
know if that's true.
I don't think that's true. I was just kidding.
Okay. All right. So One of the reasons, though, is the number one reason is that they didn't feel wanted. Doesn't feel sexy anymore. Doesn't feel like his wife doesn't find him attractive.
Sure.
So that's kind of interesting because that's sort of what we say about why women cheat. You know,
isn't that the number one?
The number, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's the number one reason why people cheat.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Humans of both genders.
Yeah.
Right? So this is, you know, this is important to remember that men want to feel wanted. They want to feel attractive. They mm-hmm. want to know that, you know, you get a little excited when they're taking their clothes off,
mm-hmm.
you know. And this sort of speaks to the question of self-care within a relationship as well, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, people always say, like, well, if your husband's going to the gym and he's manscaping, he's probably having an affair. And it's like, well, maybe he's doing that for you, and maybe it would be nice if you appreciated it a little bit, you know, if he wants to feel yeah. good about himself, right? And maybe you want to, like, worship his body a little bit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, do that. Worship his body.
I worship my man all the time.
That's the way to do it.
He's so hot. Excuse me, I gotta go.
I gotta get out of here.
It's time for a nooner. Okay.
Nooner.
Wait, I just got a text. So, yeah, it's important to make your man feel wanted just as much as it's important for you to want to feel wanted, you
right.
know? And
it's a two-way street.
It is a two-way street. So, yes. So many of the men, the jerks that you're saying that are out there cheating, they're cheating for the same reason women are cheating. They're just feeling unwanted and they're not, you know, they just want somebody to say, like, you're hot and you do it for
right.
me. You know?
Right.
I mean, it happens, right?
Yeah.
So shall we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
What's the next reason men cheat?
Well, sometimes because they're angry.
Angry?
They're mad at you. Yes, it can happen.
So this is a vengeful.
I guess so. I guess you would say, oh, it's interesting because I think that was like the number, you know. But yes, in its own way, it's sort of like I'm kind of butthurt about something, you know. This one story in this one article was a guy whose wife, like a couple, few years in a row, like didn't want to go to the company party with him,
uh-huh.
you know, and she knew that it bothered him, but she didn't change her mind. She just didn't want to go. And so he ended up getting drunk at the party and screwing somebody else.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well.
Not so much good, but he feels like shit about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so,
you get caught up and yeah.
got drunk.
Sure. Got
there was
drunk.
Booze. There was booze.
Yeah. And he was mad.
And
yeah.
he was mad.
He was drunk
so,
and
yeah.
mad. And then in his head, he justified it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did it. And then
mm-hmm.
it went, after he did it and he got sober, he
not
was like,
feeling
oh,
so much good about it.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
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 So, you know, that happens too.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
And you know, and when it is like one of those one-time things, you know, like that, I mean, you never know if it's a one-time thing, but if they're just saying, I was drunk and this happened, and I'm not saying it's your fault because you made him angry. It's not that. That wasn't an appropriate way to deal with it.
No.
But there's a disconnect in the relationship
right.
there. What that's really about is him not feeling like he mattered, like
right.
that what he wanted mattered.
Right.
And when you think you don't matter to somebody, it's like, eh.
Right.
You know, it kind of like seeps into everything, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So,
do you think cheating is a forgivable offense?
You know, yeah, I do. Mm. I think it's difficult. I don't think
sure.
that, because you have to look at it as a symptom. If you're going to get past it, you have to look at it as a symptom.
Right.
It is rarely a cause. And if it is a cause, if truly everything's perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your partner just can't keep his dick in his pants,
mm-hmm.
well, then he's probably not cut out for a monogamous relationship.
That's
like,
true.
Then maybe you're just barking up the wrong tree.
That's
you know?
A good point.
Like, just break up then.
Right.
Or deal with it. Like, I don't know, like make it okay or something so
right.
that it can be dealt with and honest and, you know, at a level that you might be able to manage within your relationship. I don't know. Like, people have lots of different arrangements, you know, but I just think that it's, you have to be dealing in the truth. If
right.
you're going to get past it, you've got to know the why.
But so often, you know, if a person gets cheated on,
yes,
then they immediately go to the person who did the cheating is a horrible, horrible person,
mm-hmm.
you
yes.
know, who needs to be sloughed off and gotten rid of and punished in some way.
Yeah. Where,
so, but then the question is, if that's true,
yeah,
then why were you with that person? Why were you in love with that person?
Right.
With,
and were you in love with that person, or did you just sort of have ownership of that person?
Right.
Are you just sort of like, well, you
right.
know. Yeah, I mean, it was like the Rebecca Zung, the attorney that we had on the show that was
uh-huh.
talking about
yeah, yeah.
divorces. She's like, I can't tell you how often I'm talking to a woman and the man cheated. And so he's the villain in the situation. And then it comes out that they hadn't had sex in 3 to 5 years. You know, it's like, where is the logic here?
Yeah, that's
you know?
Like a I mean, what did you expect situation
yeah,
if you haven't had sex in 3 to 5 years.
And again, it doesn't condone the lying.
No.
Okay. It doesn't
no.
condone the energy that goes out to somebody else, the money that often goes out to somebody else, the sort of hiding and, you know, withholding that information. But there, if you are refusing to have sex in a relationship, you become really, really disinterested in it. He
right.
doesn't feel wanted. You know, after a while, they're going to stop asking.
Yeah.
How many times, you know, I don't think people realize how rejecting it is. Now maybe a guy's asking too much, I don't know, but how often can somebody be rejected and turned down before they just stop asking?
That's a good point. Yeah, how? And not a lot.
No.
I mean, I'm an actor,
that's,
so I get rejected all the time and continue to ask for work, but you know, that's just, you know, I'm special.
Yeah,
I'm really good at taking rejection and asking again. It's called tenacity in showbiz.
That's right. What's it called in marriage?
Sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
It is sad. And again, we don't know what's going on for these people. So this is an interesting one. His ego is bruised. Like when a man loses his job or, you know, something doesn't go well for him.
Right.
You know, he can feel not so great about himself, again, kind of a low self-esteem issue. And, you know, if he has an opportunity to have somebody who doesn't know all of his shit, right?
Doesn't
know his failures, doesn't have to like deal with all that.
That's a nice ego stroke.
Sure.
Yeah.
You said stroke. Todd, try to keep it PG.
I just like stroking things.
Oh my God, we better have a warning on this episode. So yeah, that's you know, if your man is going through some shit, you got to make sure he knows that he's still the shit to
yeah,
you,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Cuz we all go through some
well,
dark times.
Yeah, for sure. And it's also really hard to look at the people you love. Like if you lose a job and you're not making money, it's mm-hmm. Your family is a reminder of that. So it's especially dicey at that time. I would imagine.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they see it all.
Yeah.
Like you can't run, you can't hide.
Right.
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 So, you know, again, getting somebody kind of new who doesn't know your dirt.
Right. Can make things a lot better for your ego.
For the moment.
Yeah.
For the moment.
With the chemical
what?
Surge and all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, with
and
the
then
oxytocin
over,
and
you're
such.
Like, you've made things even worse.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So here's one. This is what people assume is usually the problem. And these are men who admit that he just did not make her feelings a priority. And he was just simply selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted what he wanted. One great woman wasn't enough. Kid in a candy store, getting attention. I can get laid, so I'm gonna.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Does happen. They are out there. Again, is that person marriage material? I don't know. Can you get past that? I don't know either. That would be because then you got to kind of say, so you're done doing that? Like you're not going to do that again?
Yeah.
And I don't know if that usually works.
I don't know.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. I'm always quoting Friends.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's true, but it's a hard thing to get through if you're going to stay together. But
yeah.
you got to figure regardless of who's cheating, if somebody's cheating, there's something going on with your relationship that's not working that has to be worked out. So,
right, so
are
the
you
ability
working out
to do that, to just have complete disregard for your feelings, this is a much bigger issue than the sex.
Right.
Right.
Right. And I guess that's the thing. It's like, why? What if you want to work it out? Why are you working it out? Or getting past the cheating, getting over the cheating, trying to repair your relationship? Why are you repairing it? Because you think you need to be together because of the kids or whatever,
right?
Or are you doing it because you really love this person and you realized that this is a symptom of something that went wrong with you guys and you need to figure that out so you can stay together because you actually love each other? You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So it's sort of, you know, it's a huge amount of forgiveness to forgive somebody who's lied to you on that level. But...
And a lot of sort of pride to swallow.
Sure.
You know, and I suppose if you really knew and believed that that person wasn't in love with any of those people or that this was just some other thing. Well, you know, Dr. D and his wife who came on, his issue was more of kind of a porn thing and mm-hmm. being addicted to sort of cyber relationships, you know, online. Uh-huh. And they worked through it. They worked through it together because there was a lot to save there, you know,
right.
a lot to work with. But she was devastated, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, so... But they've worked through that, and that, you know, that's an inspiring situation. But I do think that, like you said, you have to be, if you're in it because you're really in love, and it's not because I don't know, you think you're supposed to.
Well, with that situation with uh-huh. the porn addiction and all that, that I mean, that sounded so much of that I felt like was on him and
yes
in
and
his,
he owned it he, and he really owned it, owned it. Yes.
And she hassled with it, which is a little different that I think than the cheating being a symptom of a relationship that isn't working
right
correctly.
A symptom of him not caring about right. her feelings right? Which is what this person is sort of, this example is like just the guy who's like, I'm just selfish.
Yes,
right. You know, it happens. Those people are out there.
Yeah, sure. Right?
And they're everywhere. They're not just on Ashley Madison. They're like,
no, they're everywhere. Yeah,
you know.
Sure.
So, okay. So, this next one seems similar to the one with the guy that cheated at the work party. Okay.
Right.
He stops feeling important to you.
He doesn't feel
important to you. Like this,
like needed by
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like needed and important to you. Like, you know, like once you have kids, right? The focus becomes for her, right?
My friend always says that. He says when you're don't have kids, you're her number one.
Yeah.
And then when you have a kid, you get pushed back to number two. And then if you have another kid, then
you're
number three.
Yeah.
And you keep getting knocked down.
And this is really, really important for the success of a marriage and a family. Period. End is the parents' relationship needs to be the priority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you have to have that time together. You have to have date nights. You have to be looking at your husband still as a man,
right?
And for the guys out there, you need to be looking at your woman like a woman first, and a wife and mother.
Second.
I mean, she's a woman, okay? Yeah. The reason she married you is because you courted her and you, like, rocked her world, right? So, hopefully, as long as it's not one of those bad sex situations, which
right.
we talked about last time.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
So, to remember each other as having been that person that you dated.
Right.
You know? So
and that you sexually objectified and wanted to fuck the shit out of.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. So for guys, the attraction can be not necessarily about a sexual attraction for somebody, but the idea of feeling important to somebody.
Sure.
Just feeling like you matter to somebody.
Sure.
So again, that's that.
I remember reading a statistic a long time ago that the majority of extramarital affairs, men cheating, happens right after the baby comes home.
Sure.
Like the vast majority of extramarital affairs happen.
That speaks to just the sort of biological need for sex.
Well, but it also talks about exactly what you're talking about.
It's
like
invisible.
Suddenly the baby's more important than I am.
Yeah.
So if you get the attention of somebody else who's suddenly like, oh, you're awesome, then that's really seductive.
You're really vulnerable at that time.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody says, oh my God, how could he do that? His wife's home with the baby and blah, 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 blah. You know, that first year or two of the first baby can be the loneliest fucking time. It is so challenging. I think that is the hardest time for any couple.
It is tough.
I mean, you literally don't have sex. You don't have intercourse for 6 weeks, period.
Right.
Like, either way.
Like, what are you
gonna just
do?
Know you're in for 6 weeks of no intercourse. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get a hand job here and there, but she's tired.
Yeah.
Trust me.
She's tired.
Tired.
She's tired.
I've never been so tired in my life.
Let's face it, she's tired. It's like the Blazing Saddles bit. Do you remember that?
Maybe that's what really takes a village. Maybe it's about...
That was like,
keep everybody happy.
Yeah, let's keep everybody happy.
Yeah.
Go get a handy from the neighbor while I'm breastfeeding the kid.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Well, that is a vulnerable time for marriages. It just is. And I'm not saying that that makes it okay. And I'm going to say it's just we have to look at, we are all, you know, seeking attention, love, you know, a feeling of being wanted, all of those things.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting to sort of look at these lists because again, the next one is very similar. It's sort of the lack of consequence, which to me seems like it's really about mattering.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean lack of consequence?
Lack of consequence. Like he didn't think that his wife would care. Like she just doesn't seem to kind of care what he does.
So it's almost like he's lashing out to get in trouble. So he knows that that actually does matter.
Right.
Versus
it does
her
matter. And then, you know, sort of the surprise of like, oh, like you actually do care what I do.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So and that women do that too. In the sense of sometimes when they want to get out of a relationship, you know, sure. It's like, well, I'm going to cheat. So maybe you'll fucking break up with me because they don't want to own their need to get out of the relationship. You know, it's sort of like, I'm just going to misbehave until you kick me out.
Sure.
Which never works, by the way.
No.
They'll just keep putting up with it. And then you know what they do? They make you feel bad about it. So they hold that power over you.
Right.
It's just a mess. Just leave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just get out.
Yeah. Don't be in a relationship that makes you do shit that makes you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying?
That's War of the Roses territory.
Just
don't do that.
No. Who needs that?
Yeah.
Everybody loses. Yeah. So feeling underappreciated. Biggie again, but I think all of this is related. Like all of these things are the same in a sense, you know. If somebody's going to show you appreciation and they're going to tell you how awesome you are, that's intoxicating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So be the drug.
Right.
Tell them how awesome he is.
Be you know. Your own other woman.
Yeah. Oh, that's hot. Todd, I like that.
Yeah.
Dr. Todd Anderson, ladies and gentlemen.
I learned that from Rupert Holmes' Escape, the Pina Colada song. You know that song? If you like.
Yeah.
You know the whole story of the song, right?
Yeah.
So he's putting in a personal ad.
Yes, she's putting in a
personal ad. And she's putting in a personal ad. And then when they get together for their blind date, it's each other.
It's each other.
And they're like, it's you. I didn't know.
I know. It's the cutest thing in history.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Yeah. And they're like, I didn't know you like pina coladas.
Yeah, I didn't know you like getting caught in the rain. And
see?
Making love in the dunes of the Cape. Who really likes that? Because you get sand in your
butt
and there's bugs and shit.
Yeah, I don't understand the
Nobody
whole.
Likes that.
Like, you know, when they show like the pretty girls on the beach with the sand on their ass, that just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it doesn't.
To me, that's not sexy. That sounds like friction that I don't want.
Yeah, that's no. There's certain
not enough
things
lube
that
in
have
the
been
world.
Glorified sexually that I don't understand. Fucking on the beach doesn't make sense. Fucking using any kind of dairy product. In an erotic manner doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know why you would do that. Okay, fucking in the shower doesn't make a lot of sense to me because the natural lubricant is constantly washed away by the shower. You know what I'm saying?
Know. Shower sex can be hot. I mean, not
bathtub
all the time,
sex makes more sense because
you're
in the
like
water.
Like,
you're in the water.
No, but then again, you have that issue.
Like hot tub sex makes more sense because you're in
I
the water.
I don't like hot tub sex.
You don't like hot tub sex
no.
For the same reason I don't like shower reason. Sex.
But shower, they just anyway. We can argue about this later.
I think we need to do some laboratory experiments.
Oh my God!
With bathtub, hot tub, shower. Water sex.
Okay.
Not water sports. Not to be confused with water sports, because that's, hey, that's your thing. That's fine. I think it's gross. But shower versus bathtub. Let's
okay,
do this.
An entire like 30 minutes on that.
Yeah.
No, not now.
Not
but
now.
But later.
Well, we'll have to get a bathtub time. And a shower in here.
Okay.
We got to give the network time
oh
to
God.
Construct these.
We have so many things that Shai needs
lab.
To provide.
Yeah. Ecstasy, okay. Wine.
Shower, hot tub.
Hot tub. Probably a couple beds, just a
couple gallons of lube. And subjects. I think we need participants.
So, yeah, of course.
Good looking ones.
We can't do all this work ourselves.
Yeah. No, it's research. I'm working on a PhD. So, okay, so here's a biggie. Okay, uh-huh. this is a big deal. Okay,
sure.
Now that we're done amusing ourselves,
yeah.
I apologize. You constantly accuse him of cheating. Okay, this is really important.
And he's not cheating.
And he's not cheating.
And then he's finally like, fuck
it. And then
it.
He's like, fuck it. I'm paying the price. I might as well cheat.
Good.
Because believe me, he would enjoy that. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, stop accusing him of it. You cannot just approach your relationship. Like this one guy saying the day after we got married, basically, my wife was always like just worried that I was cheating.
Right.
Like pretty much just... He was paying the price for it, and eventually he was like, well, whatever, what's the difference?
Yeah, if you keep treating someone like a criminal who's not a criminal, eventually they're going to just be a criminal.
Because remember, because trust goes both ways,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You've already broken the trust by not trusting him
right.
for no reason.
Right.
Right? So in a weird way, you broke the trust first.
Sure. Sure.
So why wouldn't he, given the opportunity?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't live that way.
No.
It's just mean. And again, that is a bigger problem in the relationship, right? I mean, that's somebody just approaching a whole relationship with fear all the time. There's
yes.
nothing fun about that,
yes.
people.
Yes. You got to keep your jealousy
You got to own that.
Intact.
Yeah, right? You got to like own that. And these are my fears, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Don't.
You know, you got to yeah. talk about that insecurity because it's just no fun to be living under that umbrella of. Like, no matter what I do,
yeah.
if I'm 5 minutes late, that means I've been screwing somebody else. Like,
right.
come on. Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can have sex with someone in 5 minutes, but it doesn't mean, you know, you did. If you're 5 minutes late.
Right, yeah. I hope not. I mean, I mean, I'm just saying, again, if you're going to pay the price, like, if it's worth doing, do it right.
Yeah. Take some time. Be an hour late. You know what I mean?
Hey, we're giving really bad advice right now.
You're going to cheat.
This is terrible.
Take your time with it.
Make it good.
Yeah.
All right.
So at least somebody's getting something out of this thing.
I feel really irresponsible right now. No, don't do that.
That was
okay.
not real.
Because, no,
that was
that
jokey.
Was, yeah, so,
we were jokey.
So yeah, that was jokey joke. Jokey joke, joke, joke. So and the other thing, like I was actually just mentioning with women who kind of want out of the relationship, another reason is that he wants you to know he's unhappy.
Yeah.
You know, like people do that. They're cheating. They kind of leave clues.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of want you to notice.
Yeah.
And they want you to know that they're unhappy. This is a really poor form of communication in general.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's pretty extreme. I mean, you're really,
yeah.
to me, that says I've got nothing to lose at this point. Like if you're cheating to let somebody know that you're unhappy, then you really are willing to let the whole relationship blow up.
Yeah, that's
right?
true. Yeah.
I mean, how
yeah.
do you say that? Well, I did it because I was unhappy. Well, maybe you could have told me that
Start
you were unhappy.
Start with, I'm unhappy.
Right.
Before you cheat.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That is the lesson here. It's all about communication.
I feel like that's a Carrie Underwood song.
Right. I feel like somebody's spray painting somebody's truck or slashing some tires or something.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now.
Maybe he'll think before he cheats. Is that the...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't like those songs.
The country songs about cheating?
Yeah.
Isn't that what all country songs
they
are about?
They are.
Either that or driving a truck. One of the two. Or you take that Garth Brooks song where it's about cheating and the dad is driving a truck and he drives the truck into the house where his... wife is cheating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I just... I don't like that stuff.
No, it's...
No. So, yeah. I mean, so, okay, so if you're looking at... if let's say you've got
not
a man that's
it's
cheated
a happy
on you.
Story. It's
okay,
just a
no,
good
no,
song.
No, no, no. Yeah, well, there's so many sad stories. We don't need more, really. God, go home. So, but if you... But really, I think that this whole, you know... marathon of infidelity for the month of September.
Right.
what the conclusion is that we have to look at the why of mm-hmm. cheating. We have to look at the paradigm of marriage. We have to look at what we're expecting each other to be to uh-huh. to each other. I think we have to own our responsibility in the relationship of being a conscientious partner, including your sexuality, including mm-hmm. wanting to know that your partner is sexually satisfied, because mm-hmm. you can try, but you can't really deny that this is an important part of a marriage. It's one of the things that makes your relationship different from being roommates other, or yeah. from any other relationship, right? Yeah. Is your sexual intimacy. And so if you're looking at somebody, I mean, if you're lucky enough to see the signs and to find out before anything actually physical has taken place, for me personally, I think that would be easier to deal with. I, you know, to be able to say, like, why are you seeking and why are you having cyber sex? Like, I could probably deal with that more than, you know, you've actually been sleeping with somebody for,
right.
you know, that'd be really, really hard, you know, but it is not impossible. People do get past it when you can really look at the why right. of it, you know. And again, even if the why is like what this some of these guys are saying is I'm just selfish, well, then you need to look at that and decide why you would want to be in a relationship with somebody that's that selfish, right? And then you have right. then you have some decisions to make, right? Mm-hmm. Because again, what he's kind of saying is it's not really anything that you did. You know, you were like, this isn't like, oh, you were shitty over here and so I did this. He's like, I'm just selfish. I got one great woman, I want more.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So then you got to look at that and go, maybe not marriage material.
Right.
Maybe not for this
yeah.
particular box.
Right.
Right. And that's sad. But
sure. But you got to own who you are.
Yeah. And you got to decide really what you want your relationship to look like. And, you know, I think that it's hard to accept having to be a person who had to get over infidelity. Like right. even just that, like that would be a really tough pill to swallow. Like this person that I married made it so that I have to overcome this really painful thing.
Yeah.
And you know, and that can happen with financial infidelity, with all kinds of dishonesty.
Sure.
Right. And that's a tough pill to swallow. You got to really like love that person and see beyond that and see a whole lot of other character that you want to spend your life with to maintain that. So, so on one hand, yes, you can recover from it. On the other hand, that's really going to require you to be a bigger person,
right.
you know, and it may make you grow closer. We don't know.
Right.
So Todd.
Yes.
Are you a bigger person on your show or are you a lying, cheating piece of crap?
Well, on You're the Worst, which is on FXX after the league on Wednesday nights. I am not. There's nobody who's a good person.
Right. Let's just be clear.
And
it's really a matter of who's the worst.
Yeah. It's everybody's bad. But that's where the comedy comes from.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when does that start? How do we find you?
It's already been going for a couple weeks now.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, FXX, You're the Worst.
Find
that's
him
where
there.
You, that's where you'll find me.
The world famous Todd Anderson.
That's where you'll find me.
All right. Well, you can find me on Facebook, Sophie Venable. You can find me on Twitter at Sophie_Venable. And you can find maybe 3 or 4 pictures of me on Instagram. Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm working on it, people. And you can find my book, MILF 101, on Amazon.com and also BarnesandNoble.com. And if you would please click subscribe to this lovely podcast, that would help me so much. And I want to thank the good people here at Sideshow Network.
Thanks, Sideshow Network
thank
people.
You, Sideshow Network people. This is Sophie Venable reminding you that you don't have to make your life perfect, just make it fabulous.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Slicinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
In 2001, Vonage revolutionized home phone service, making it better. After such a colossal breakthrough, who would have objected if Vonage said, "Enjoy better, world. Vonage will be at the spa." But today, Vonage is not at the spa having its trouble area worked on, but transforming communications for your business with award-winning cloud-based solutions. See how your business can get the better it deserves. Call 1-800-5-VONAGE or go to Vonage.com. Vonage, the business of better.